Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's lovely. I think I know most of the faces smiling back at me, even some of the ones frowning as well. I'm James, if you don't know me. Part of the leadership team here at New Life Church, North Horsham. And we're going to say a lot about how good is it for us to be in this building? How good is it for us to meet in the morning?
Yeah.
I'm not worrying about rushing home to our children and getting them ready for school the following day, which is lovely. I mean, it's summer holiday, so it wouldn't be anyway. But you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Teenagers, it does mean you need to wake up early on Sunday, though. It's such a privilege to speak on this day, our kind of New Life Church building celebration day. I've just loved the way that God's been speaking to us already, just the kind of verses that have been brought, the heart that's been brought, because it's just all true. So God has brought us on a journey for this building, but we know very well as a church that the building is not the church, the people is the church. Because wherever we've been, we have been God's people, the church gathering. And actually, I just want to start, before we go into anything else, because I want this to be our foundation, I just want to start by reading from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 onwards. It says this: "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. All glory belongs to Jesus. All that we're looking at today, everything that we're celebrating, all the glory goes back to him. He is the head of the church. He is the head of this church. There is no other God but him. There is no other name above his. There is no other king upon the throne. Jesus gets all the glory. So everything that we look at today, everything I say, I want it to be held in tension with that, that Jesus gets all the glory. So what are we going to be looking at today? So we're going to be looking at our journey so far, what we have right now, where we are now, and then also the future going forward. So the journey so far. Now, Susie and I moved to North Horsham 13 years ago. And in that time, since we've been here as a church, we have met in 7 different premises. 7! There's almost as many houses as Susie and I have lived in that time. So we have looked, we have met in, and I think pictures will come up behind me. I've tried to put them in order, judging on the size of children. But we have met in the school canteen, pre-atrium. We then went into the computer room. If you click on a couple more, I think there's one in the computer room. Does anybody remember the computer room?
Yeah.
Where is it? Is it coming? There it is. That was weird, wasn't it? But we made it worse. From the computer room, look how small people are. We were in the atrium for a bit. And then we had a weird spell in Melbourne House. We haven't got a picture of that. Does anybody remember Melbourne House? Yeah. So youth work was in stables and children were meeting in the corridor, I think. Like we really tried. And then, of course, COVID came and we went to St. Bennet's. I think there might be a picture. Oh, gosh. Happy days. We went to St. Bennet's. And, of course, we are now here, the New Life Church building. And that's in the last 13 years. I don't know, some of you have been in New Life Church a lot longer than that. Are there any other venues that you can think of before that time? The community centre, yeah.
Whenever we went to
Elsham. Oh, we went to Elsham, yes, yeah, I remember that being at Elsham at the time. Yeah.
The high school.
Yeah, the high school, yes. I think that's probably it. It's been quite a few, hasn't it? And now we are here. But also, during those times whilst we were meeting in different places, we also had moments where we thought we were going to get buildings. We had moments that we got really, really close. So if we click on one, do you remember this moment?
Yeah.
The Connections building, this was 10 years ago. This was 2013 that this happened. We got really quite close. We went through the whole planning change of use process, which wasn't fun. It was really horrible. The council weren't for us, the town didn't seem particularly for us. And we got through all of that and got it granted, only for it to be handed over to the NHS and then later sold privately, quietly, without us even knowing. Why? Because God didn't want that for us. The following year, 1 year later, it's a bit of a dark picture. Does anybody know where this is or was? Yeah, Foundry Cars, which is now living kind of blocks of flats, right near Sainsbury's. We got so close to this one. So we got so close, but actually we're never very close at all. Because basically, Ian got to the point of going into the agents to sign a contract to get in there, only for them to realise at the last minute that the price that they had been advertising as the annual fee was actually the monthly. So it was 12 times more expensive and 12 times more than we could afford, and it just kind of disappeared. Right, you know when you're literally like trying to catch water, it literally felt like that. It wasn't. Why? Because God didn't want it for us. And then after that, for quite a few years, things went quite quiet for a while. I think we were feeling a bit battered and bruised. We'd been burnt. It's, you kind of put a lot of heart and time and energy and resources into these things, and you start to dream dreams thinking that it's kind of with God and he's got different plans, and that can be difficult. Like, we know that in all areas of life, don't we, guys? We moved into the community centre and things were kind of working okay for us, if we're honest. Things were kind of ticking over. For people who were heavily involved, there were some real and growing frustrations, whether it was dealing with bookings or whether it was dealing with the mice. That was quite frustrating. And there was always that slightly odd contrast, knowing that the night before there'd been like a stripper in the same place that you went out worshipping, or a seance. It was always a bit of a bizarre balance. But it was actually during that time that we received some fairly specific words about a building that we didn't really want to hear, but it was basically people saying, God wants you to wait. He hasn't got anything for you right now. Stop looking. That was hard. Like that took some restraint, and it was frustrating at times. But we did. We waited. We responded to those prophetic words, and we waited. And then along came 2020 and COVID. And I guess perhaps this is probably our unspoken eighth venue. Your lounges, online church.
Where's Betsy?
Oh. Well, I didn't want to get a boo, so I just put an example of what she did. We went online. And that was hard, wasn't it? Like, that was hard for all churches across the board, but church, we pulled together and we pulled through. And we came out the other end, and went into St. Bennet's. Went into St. Bennet's Church, and we are so grateful to St. Nicholas Church. They literally housed us when we were homeless. They loved us really well. They cared for us. They were so supportive. It was amazing to be dealing with people who were taking our room bookings, who were just so happy that we were using their space to glorify God. It was just such a lovely, lovely stage. It served us so well. But we knew it was limited, and it limited us. Like, it wasn't as big as what we needed, to be honest. Things were having to be compromised, and things that we felt God was calling us into, we weren't able to yet step into as a church. And there were some growing frustrations with that. And I remember kind of using that phrase with you guys. I said, actually, guys, let's start to use those frustrations to pray for something else. Like, use those frustrations to fuel the prayer. Like, every time you're like, this isn't quite big enough, or I have to get this out of this cupboard, or we can't have this item. Use that to pray and ask God for more. And during that time, God just started to stir within individuals across the church. I was one of them. A real desire to start looking again for a building. It was kind of happening quietly without these people speaking to each other. It was starting to grow. A call for us to go again. And during this time, quite randomly, a building came up on the industrial estate, just a few doors down from here. I don't know if we can click on the next one, I can't remember if I put it on. No, I didn't get the map far enough. It's about five doors down. We'd never really looked at this area before. We were a little bit resistant to it because it felt different. But we went and looked at it. Actually, as we walked around it, there was a group of us that we started to get excited again. start to be able to picture what this could look like. But it went to somebody else. We weren't quite in a position to move as quickly as we needed to, because God didn't want that place. But what he had opened up is the door to this area, to the industrial estate courts. And after that, we gathered a small team and we just started to walk and pray. That's all we did. We walked and prayed, and then one night we leafleted. We dropped a leaflet down pretty much every door down this whole stretch. And we got a reply. Eric, the previous owner of this email, replied to us. I think it was about March 22. And then we gathered as a church to pray. And we prayed and prayed, and we got you praying again and again and again. We made you walk and pray, we made you stand and pray, we made you sit and pray. Do you remember May We Pray? Yeah, every single day we met here and we walked up and down this industrial estate, basically asking God the same question over and over again. Is this for us? If so, give it to us, please. Again and again. There wasn't much more to pray. Grant us favour. Yeah, it's just the same prayer. Please give us this building. We prayed and we prayed. Prayer runs, prayer meetings, Zoom meetings. Youth, how many times have you run this around this building? Like, lost count. We prayed. But the difference is God wanted this one for us. The whole process was long and at times frustrating, but it was different. When we applied for planning permission, there was a moment it really felt very similar because one of the councillors went against us and we were like, oh, that's good. And we prayed again. And God just changed situations. Councillors were removed and new councillors who came in were for us. The town rallied behind us. The schools rallied behind us. Local businesses rallied around us because God was granting us favour in this place, because God wanted this for us. We gave. You guys gave financially, sacrificially, amazingly, miraculously, huge amounts of money, which raised the finances in order for us to be able to buy this. So okay, rent it. It's been a really long journey. If you look back over the years, you like church. How long has the church been around? 30 years?
Since
1994. There you go. Yeah.
30 years.
We've lost some really good people on the way who are in glory, who have been part of this journey with us. On the 31st of July 2023, we completed on this building and it became ours. And if it's ours, it's his. God wanted it for us, he gave it to us. All glory to God. And that is our journey so far. That brings us to here. And we need to remember where God has brought us to, like Neil was saying. Because he hasn't brought us this far just to be this far. He's got plans. He's got a future laid out for us. It's really exciting. For this next stage, I'm going to invite Mariah up, if you will.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's Mariah. Thank you, Mariah. It should be on. I will actually use this moment as well just to say that there has been a buildings team that have just given up a lot of time and a lot of energy. Mariah's been on it, Martin's been on it, Ian's been on it, Susie's been on it. I can't see him, but Barney's been on it. These guys, God's used them to bring this into fruition. So thank you so much, you guys, because you've done an amazing, amazing job. But we just want to do some Q&A, Mariah, with what's going on now, if that's okay. I'm not going to throw this open because that's terrifying. But we've kind of chatted to a few people, some people have asked questions, and we're going to go through it. So, now we're in, everything is completely ready to go.
No.
Okay. All right then, so have we got things like the parking sorted?
Kind of. We've got the plan drawn up. We're going to spend the next few weeks tweaking it before we land on something that works.
Brilliant. What about disabled access?
Well, we've already got quotes together to get site disabled access, and we're in the process of applying for grants. At the moment, there is rear disabled access for anyone that needs it.
We're going to have a sign outside?
Yeah. Design has been sent for a sign that we're allowed to have without having to apply for planning permission, and we may want a bigger one in the future.
Brutal. What about a toilet sign?
Yeah.
Okay. A speed limit sign?
Yep.
Screens for the band?
Yeah.
Okay. Are our midweek groups going to start here, like at Parent Cafe?
Yes.
Attic. And Tots?
Yeah, Tots starts this week, actually.
Ah, brilliant. Is that going to be okay?
It's going to be a bit tight, but yes. A bit like Sunday Kids and Youth Work. The amazing thing is it is ours. So setup can be done the day before, and things don't have to be carted about to and from houses.
So, from what you said, from what you said, there's quite a lot that needs doing.
Yes, there is actually. And if there's anyone who's able to lend practical help, you know, collecting items, weeding, cleaning, that sort of thing, please email the church. And we'll get a list of people together that we can contact when needed.
Okay. So with all of this then, all this work, are you happy that we're in? You're happy that it's ours?
Of course. Yes. Very, very happy. God wants us to be here and do his work in our community.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Thank you, Ryan. Well, one of the amazing things about this building that was so different to everything else that we looked at is that we bought this building 3-4 weeks ago and we met in it straight away. Straight away we met in it. Everything else that we were looking at was in an industrial unit that would then take years, time and finances for us to turn into something that we could even meet in. And it's just incredible that we're here. You know, just a few weeks on that we're here. But we always knew that this, what you can see right now, wasn't going to be the end game for us. That's, again, one of the glorious things about this building. Because, and I think at the end we're going to go look at it. But behind us, because what you've seen is about a third of the building, behind us is the attached warehouse, which is the remaining two-thirds. And really over the next few weeks and months, we're going to start planning, talking to architects, starting to get quotes in to convert that into our main hall, and then for this to become our breakout rooms and our offices and a cafe, just, you know, starting to dream dreams. We're going to need to raise money, whether that's through grants or whether that's through giving and gift days. We are going to need to keep praying. I'm so convinced that it was prayer, God responding to the faithful prayers of his people, which is the result of why we're here. Because we just gave it to him going, God, it's got to be you, it's got to be you, we can't make this happen, it's got to be you. We're going to have to stay grateful. That's going to be hard at times. It's already hard this morning trying to get laptop to work. At times it would be easy to get disillusioned and frustrated. Again, like with St. Bennet's, let's use those frustrations to fuel our prayer for what we feel God has called us to make a long way. We want to be really honest. This isn't going to be a really quick thing. If we're looking at it truthfully, we're hoping that the finished article will come sometime around 2025. So we've got some time. Sounds like a long time, but look how long we have waited, 30 years. Do another two. But moments when it comes to time, I'm reminded vividly of an early morning prayer meeting with Mary Birch. And afterwards, she was praying and prophesying, and afterwards she was just chatting. And she was just talking about coming to the realization, the reality, that a lot of, in fact, now in that stage of life, most of what God was saying to her, she would not live to see come to fruition. And and she was really content with that, because she really had grasped something, and that was that it was all for his glory. It was all for his glory. And that's my final point. If we jump on a couple prayer books, look at that. There we are. Colossians 1, 15 again. Go to the prayer. It's all for his glory. The Son is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn over all creation. But in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, this visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. But God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. All of this, all of our story, all the before, all the now, all the to come, it's all his glory. We have to remember. We have to. When we walk through those doors, they're his doors. These chairs are his chairs. When you're doing projector, it's for his glory. When we're welcoming families through the doors, mums with buggies and pushchairs and babies at tots, it's for his glory. What we heard already, his light shining, because his glory is shining. When we're serving people teas and coffees, when we're welcoming them on a Sunday, it's for his glory. When the teenagers on a Friday night at the attic are as loud as they can possibly be and are messing up the carpet, and we're thinking, we've got to clean that. We're doing it for his glory. When the kids are squeezed into that little room and come bursting out of here with all the energy of a wound-up band at the end of the service, those workers have been serving us and those kids, growing them, developing them, nurturing them for his glory. However insignificant your role might feel, I'm going to tell you it's not, because it's for his glory, and he gets all the glory forever. Never. If God uses New Life to bless North Horsham in ways that we could never imagine, it's not us that receive the glory, he receives the glory. If he grows us to bigger than we could ever think, if we outgrow this premises one day, he gets all the glory. If we see healings and miracles and constant daily salvation and baptisms, hallelujah, but he gets all the glory. It's all for his glory, because he is the head of the church. He is the head of this church. And he has promised us that he will build his church. The gates of Hades, the gates of death, will not even prevail against him. So what must our response be when we look at our story? When we look at where he's brought us to? Our response has to give him back the glory. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, in another 30 years' time, we'll be giving him back the glory for where he's brought us today and what he's going to take us to. Can I ask the worship band to come back up? Can I get you guys to stand with me if you're able? What I'm going to do is I'm just going to pray, just a prayer of thanks, and then I would love to encourage two or three of you just to call out from where you are your prayers of thanks, giving God back the glory for all he's done with us. Yeah, King Jesus, I thank you so much for your sovereignty in all of this. Lord, I thank you that in times where it felt like we got so close, Lord, you knew that we never really were, because you had this for us. You had something better for us, something that we could have never really imagined was out there, but yet here we are standing in it. And Lord, I just pray that every step of the way, day by day, Lord, every thought we make, Lord, every decision that we come to, Lord, I just pray that your name will receive all the glory. Lord, as we serve one another, as we serve this town, as we share your gospel good news of love and grace and mercy, Lord Jesus, receive all the glory. Let your name be lifted high in this place. Let it go out from here. Let it impact homes and lives and schools and communities and councils. And Lord, let your goodness expand here. Let your kingdom come in this place. Amen.